All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khwai'inj Shekhlech from the Ntlakemik territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have another super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have our subject, and it's on soul healing. And we have our usual guests coming in for us today. We have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq peoples. We have our president of Minnakata Perk Association, Celia. We have my brother Shkwait Shekhlech from Gwaishkina, BC, and also Lady Fahima, our production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have some great music coming up for you guys. We have Woo Fat. We have Moon Coven. We have New Shoes. We have Stone Jesus. And if we have time, we have Space Banjo. So stay tuned for all that. And we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, England, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Egypt, Africa, Russia, Ukraine, China, Japan, Philippines, New Zealand, Australia, down South America, North America, all across Canada and all across the United States. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just making this world a better place. And we thank you all for joining us. And so we're going to start off our program with the energetic music and put our mind into a state of healing. And we're going to go to Woo Fat and listen to their song called Sleep of the Black Lotus. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. That was Woo Fat and their song Sleep of the Black Lotus. And man, that was getting our brains back into place after the pretty tough and educational talk from Saugage last week. And right now we have our brother Wegedesk on the line with us. And we'd love to ask him, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. Hello, Eagle Nation. Blessings to you. And let us get ready for some good deep breaths by relaxing our belly, our shoulders, our jaw, maybe your facial muscles, anywhere you're holding tension. And then think about some stuff that you're grateful for, things that you love, things that you enjoy. And we're going to breathe that good positive energy in, and then we're going to exhale and just let everything go. Nothing to think about, just kind of like you're letting go of the trash, you know, just let it go. Don't even look back. So let's get these three deep breaths in us in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. And a good sigh on the way out. Awesome. Two more. Super good. And one more. All that love in. And a super good relaxed deep breath session. I love you guys.
Wow.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. So beautiful to get that oxygen into our lungs and into our brains and getting us all fired up and ready for an awesome subject and music and wonderful show with free voices. So we have our subject today, and it's on soul healing, and would love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, soul healing. What a great topic, Chief. And I think a lot of people may get soul and spirit confused, and maybe, you know, you could use it in the same context as well. But for me, a soul is like individual. And I think as a spirit, it's more all-encompassing, total, like humanity spirit. And each individual does have a spirit as well, but I think we say that's more of a soul in itself. And so when we talk about soul healing, it's also reminding me of the sun. The sun in French is soul. And so again, just like your individual self, your soul, it's the thing that's providing energy for your life. And it's going to be very personal. It's going to be very specific to you. And that also reminds me of the idea of occult sciences. And occult, some people think of Freemasonry when they think of occult. But occult just means that it's like for you and yourself only. That's what makes it special, is it's very personal. And so personal healing is really the only type of healing that an individual can achieve and experience. I mean, what good is my healing if it's done by somebody else? And so I guess at the end of the day, soul healing makes me think about how personal everybody's healing journey is. And as we progress through our healing journey, our soul, our inner sun, is going to be able to radiate outward from us, but ultimately outward into us. Because if we're not absorbing our own solar energy, nobody else is going to be able to feel it either. So you picked another very complex and important subject, just like etymi. You know, that's a very complex subject, but when we discuss it in easy and simple ways, we can, you know, understand more and put it to better use. So how about you, Chief? What are you thinking about soul healing?
Well, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I always remember Counselor Fari and her workshops, and it was always based on self-healing. As you know, we go through our lives, we go through a lot of traumas and tribulations, and then we have triggers that make us go through the same flashback modes and go through the same traumas, and it creates these short circuit short circuits in our brains and just derails us on our journey. And these things are important. They're abstract thoughts. And so, you know, there's nothing physical about it, but we can rewire our brains to help us heal and get to those trigger points and be able to decipher them as we create positive inputs back into our brain. So when we get to that same situation and recognize the triggers, we can develop ourselves positively. And this is the kind of thing that Counselor Fari was always teaching us. And I just really appreciated all the time that I spent with her for 25 years and learned a lot of these techniques and developments. And, you know, I've been realizing that this is something that needs to be done as we recognize our triggers. And as we were learning about anomé, which was a very powerful subject, which many Indigenous people go through and have to survive. And these states of minds are very difficult to comprehend. And, you know, we just got to be able to understand it. And as we understand ourselves, we're able to understand people around us and have empathy. And this is what causes, you know, harmony and positivity, which is what we're all about here. And I just really appreciate you coming on live and sharing your knowledge and wisdom and bringing us to that state of positivity. It's always amazing and special when you make it on and share what you have on our subject.
Of course, Chief. Thanks for having me on. And I really appreciate the words that you use, short circuit. When we're, you know, living in trauma and we have that PTSD and we haven't turned those memories into things that we appreciate for what they taught us, short circuit is a great term to describe how people can operate if they haven't healed yet. So thank you, Chief, for bringing us the goods on how to be happier, healthier, and more successful. I love you so much, and bye for now.
Yes, I love you too, and bye for now, and looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
All the best, everybody. Okay. Eagle Nation out.
Yeah, thanks. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from Mi'kmaq people, and yeah, always amazing to get him on here, get his energy, his positivity, and his help to get us through some deep breaths and get us on the right track for the week. And so we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to, oh yes, and a big shout out to my niece, Gemden. She's a new auntie. And congratulations to Kaylee and her new son. And just, yeah, all the best. So big shout out to Gemden and her sister. So we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to, coming up next, we're going to be speaking with the president of Minnetonka Park Association. And we're going to play her a song from Moon Coven. And this is called Master of the Sky. So stay tuned. Enjoy, everyone. Moon Coven, Master of the Sky. We'll be right back. we're back. That was Moon Coven and their song Master of the Sky. And we have on the line with us, we have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. How are you doing, Celia?
Hello. I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah.
Doing really well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we have our subject today, and it's on soul healing. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an interesting, you know, I was like, okay, soul, spirit. It was sort of the things that Wegedesk was bringing up earlier. It's like, yeah, I was listening to the show, it was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Spirit, yeah, I use soul and spirit interchangeably. And then healing, soul healing, I guess it really clarifies it from physical or other types of healing, although they're so interconnected, right? So when I think of soul healing, I think of that as an individual journey, and I experience it as an individual journey because we each have different struggles or challenges or growth areas. But I also see this, that often, like, really powerful healing that I've personally experienced has been in a group setting. It's really, you know, it can be witnessing someone else in a transformational experiential thing, or it can be me, but there's something that happens in a group, a very intentional group and a very focused group that can kind of amplify healing that's happening for each individual within the group. And so it's interesting, like the layers is what I find really interesting with healing. So that's the type of thing that came to mind with this, that we're each walking our individual path, but there's also this humanity common path too.
Mm-hmm.
So that both are happening kind of at the same time. Overlaid on each other.
Yeah.
There's that whole collective.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're all individuals, and that's what makes us different is our soul. You know, we all have, you know, the same, like, human bodies. We have, you know, legs, arms, hands, feet, head, you know, everything anatomically we have the same. But we don't have the same soul. And so that makes us very unique individuals. And
right. So it sounds to me like